You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Amen. Yes. Digging for treasures. We are treasures in earthen vessels. Every single one of us that names the name of the Lord. He has placed himself inside of us, and with him comes everything from heaven. So I just want to say good morning. This is Karen Hubbard. Welcome to Hidden Places. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm here with Deanne Diaz.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And Nanette won't be with us today. She's got some family matters to take care of, and Scene is at work, so it'll be Deanne and I today, which is okay, no matter who's here. We're good with if there's one or two or three or four.
Amen.
We're very happy with that, because the Lord knows all things.
Yes.
And whenever you think that you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, the Lord always has a plan, so we just submit to his plan.
Yes.
And his ways, and we surrender to him today. Mm-hmm. And we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord.
Humble ourselves and surrender all.
That's right. And Lord, we just say this program is yours.
Yes.
We belong to you, and we just give all of this to you today, Lord. And we thank you that you will guide us and lead us in the way that we should go.
Yes.
And so, just, you know, we've been off for a couple of weeks, so I missed you 2 weeks, 2 weeks in a row, two Fridays. So we had our fundraiser, and I can just say thank you, Lord, that it's over, you know, because I was kind of, it's like tough sitting here for 11 hours in the day, you know, for 10 days straight. But you know, the Lord's good, and it's, you know, that's the way the ministry has continued on here at WCNO for 35 years. They've, you know, we've done the fundraiser 2 times a year, 2 weeks in a row, 10 days, 11 hours. So anyway, so we have a nice respite until the next time. And we did come close to the goal, and you know, that the rest of that should come trickling in over the next several months. So even though it, you know, we didn't meet the goal on Friday, it, you know, it will be met, just as it was last time. So I wanted to read this word. It's a little bit long, not too long, but it's I feel like this is what is happening now. I mean, this is happening all the time. The Lord is trying to refine us so he can bring us forth as gold, each one of us. Because, you know, we know that he has a plan and a purpose for each one. And this word is by Peter Kirstein. He said, I'm just going to read it how he has it. A while ago, I complained to the Lord because this purifying process just never seems to end. And immediately Jesus answered and told me that I have to allow God to complete his process in me. Otherwise, he cannot bring me into his fullness. So I humbled myself And I agreed. And then I realized that no matter what comes against us, he is faithful to raise us into the measure of the full stature of Christ if we refuse to quit. 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fit for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Allow God to bring forth his best in you. He is coming to inhabit his purified temple of living stones. But who can endure the day of his coming? Malachi 3:1 says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come and say, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may endure the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like the fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then he has a prayer here. Father, my God, I pray on behalf of all of your children right now that are experiencing the sufferings and cleansings of the Lord's furnace. I ask that your mercy and grace be multiplied to strengthen them and see them through in Jesus' name. And let us all come forth as gold, as your vessels of honor.
Yes.
And, so we all... There's some craziness going on, and we're all experiencing it. And, whatever reason, it's just the times. You know, as wickedness increases, so shall the glory of God, but God has to purify us to be able to handle, mm-hmm. Who's going to be able to stand in that day?
That's right.
Who's going to be able to endure? It's only those that have allowed themselves to be purified. Mm. And, and the Lord determines how it happens, how it goes down. And so we just surrender. We just constantly surrender daily. Just keep staying there, staying in it, no matter how rough it may get. And then, he wrote here, he said, isn't it amazing how we fight the fiery hand that wants to save and rescue us from the influence of our corrupted fleshly desires. Hmm. When all he wants to do through our personal cross is to take us unto himself, because he wants us to be with him. When we can just realize that it's all for him. Yes. We always look at trials and stuff from our viewpoint, but he has that ultimate goal in mind. You are his bride, and he created you with a plan and a purpose, you individually. And I just say yield be your word today. Yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to the fire, yield to the trials, because he's got you, and he's testing, to bring us forth as gold. Amen. Sometimes we forget that when we're in the midst of a battle, mm-hmm. Because our first thing is like, oh, why me, God? Mm-hmm. Why am I going through this? Mm-hmm. Rather than, Lord, I just submit to you because I can't do anything about anything. Mm. So we just surrender.
Amen.
For this day.
Amen. We always want to circumvent or avoid,
right,
or be delivered and spared from, mm-hmm, those hard situations. And but whether we're going through hard times or whether we're in good times, whatever, all times, God is on the throne. And if we're seeking him, if we're worshiping him, if we're, you know, we're serving him, we're just connecting with him. And, you know, that means that he is Lord. He is Lord of our lives. And whatever's going on, nothing happens unless God allows it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, even though it may be rough, hard, God is in it. And there's always a divine purpose for it. We don't like to hear that.
No.
as you're reading that word from Peter, this came to my mind. This scripture, 1 Peter 1:6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. I think we're all going through some major trials mm-hmm. right now. Let me finish the word and then I'll share. Grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of our souls. So it's all good. Even if it feels bad, right. It's all good. And it is part of the purification. And in my beginning days, and I find myself returning to those beginning days in many ways, Lord, put me on the potter's wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Put me back on the potter's wheel. I feel I'm in a place in my life that I need you to do more. Clean me up, you know, mm-hmm. cleanse right. me, purify me, prune and purge my life, circumcise my heart, chastise, rebuke, discipline, correct me as needed, because we do want to be the pure vessels of honor, like the word said. We want to be the pure vessels that God can use anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be ready. We want to be worthy. We want to be trustworthy. And we want to be found faithful. And that was the word I kept getting this morning in my devotion. I'm back on the Sparkling Gems with Rick Renner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really good today. And in my spiritual warfare Bible, like they kind of both said the same thing. Like, you know, when God is speaking, when they're just in agreement with each other, they were both talking about relying on the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Renner was talking about being in Russia and doing the ministry that God called them to do in all these years in a dangerous place where the mafia is there. There's so much corruption. There's bandits. There's robbers. There's thieves. They're always scheming to stop the work of the ministry and control everything. And he's like, we could not have survived. We could not have done what God called us to do unless we were relying on the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
to guide us, to empower us, to show us. And he said it's the anointing and the grace and the power of the Holy Ghost that we pray about everything before we do anything. And he would always show us which way to go, how to go, what to do. And we always were able to escape the mm-hmm. plans of man, the evil plans that the enemy had to stop our work. And like he said, most of us in everyday life, we're not in that kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
so critical and so dangerous as they are in Russia. But we think that, like you always say, don't be a wimp. God gave me this word. Remember last time in prayer, God said,
don't be a wimp.
Christianity is not for wimps.
Right.
Christianity is for warriors in the spirit, not the flesh.
Right.
So we may think we're facing some really hard things, and for us it is. But look what Paul went through in the Bible, all the perils, all the dangers, what they had to do to get the word out. They had to walk. They had to take a ship.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have airplanes. They didn't have the conveniences that we have. And anyway, all comes down to it's the same Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit is with us, and it has to be by faith. So That's what he was talking about. God's word is the only power that will set a person free. God spoke his word. The earth and the heavens were created. God's word spoke through your lips, spoken through your lips in faith is the same power and authority. So we have that power. We have that authority. Mm-hmm. We just need to continue to set our eyes like flint. I forgot
our
which
face.
Our face like flint.
Yeah.
Is that Isaiah 43? I always forget the scripture. To set our eyes, our minds like flint. And when you know, that when we do that, he will give us perfect peace. And we can have peace in the chaos. We can have peace in the trials and tribulations and challenges, even when it's in your own home. And I believe the enemy attacks us closest to home, whether it's in our marriages, our families, even our jobs, where we spend more time a lot with our coworkers and our customers or clients. We spend more time with them sometimes than we do mm-hmm. with our own children or husband.
Yeah.
But the enemy attacks closest to us. And because he wants to just wear us down. And I was feeling worn down this morning, and I got a text from my brother. That's Isaiah 57, 50, verse 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But my brother, maybe many of you heard me share that he's been incarcerated for a couple of years, and that was ordained of the Lord. Got him clean, got him straight, got him just on fire for God. He's ministering, laying hands on people, praying for people. He was a minister for God in the prison. And one day he went to before the judge, and he's like, "I'm going to release you," just like that. Didn't know, you know, we've been praying and believing for God's will only and God's timing only. So he's been out for three weeks. And the Lord is just moving in, just day by day, moving, opening doors, providing. But he texted me this morning, right when I was feeling kind of down, weary, hopeless with some situations. And he texted me that this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to just be blessed. And I said, "Well, I'm feeling kind of challenged today. The devil's trying to attack my mind." And boy, he just fired back and gave me such encouragement. "The devil is a liar. You're a warrior, an end time warrior. The devil's under our feet. We just need to take our authority." And I'm telling you, he just lifted me up. And I was thinking, Lord, all the years that I've prayed for him and sown into him and also my daughter, and both of them in this hour, I'm eating of the fruit of their tree, because they're both walking with the Lord and they're producing fruit, and I can go and receive from them. I've always poured out, but now I can turn around and receive and eat of the tree, the fruit of their tree. And like you said, Karen, this is where we can never burn our bridges. We can never stop praying for our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love, bless, and do good those who come against us. Those who, all the years I prayed for my brother, I would see darkness in his eyes. I would hear the demons talking through him, "Stop praying for me," and just being so nasty. But now I see him walking with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Wow. It is amazing. And you're right that, as I had said a couple of weeks ago, the Lord had given me that scripture about pray for your enemies. And I read yesterday, somebody said that's the hardest thing to do as a believer, is to pray mm-hmm. for your enemies. Mm-hmm. And as John G. Lake said, you know, when you pray about something, you pray until the compassion of God comes on you for, you know, whatever that. So, well, he had that healing ministry. So he was, you know, referencing healing, but it can be applied everywhere across the board. You know, when we pray the word, you know, thank God we have the word,
mm-hmm.
because the Lord said that, you know, "I will decree a thing," or "you shall decree a thing and it will be established," right? So we take the word of God and we speak it. We speak it into the atmosphere, and it brings results. So it is when we pray for our enemies, you know, that, I don't know. I think about situations that I've prayed for as an intercessor. I mean, you know, some ugly situations. You know, the Lord may give you a burden to pray for a particular person or an issue, you know, and it ain't pretty, you know, but you pray, and you just, like, we would just pray. I would pray the word. I would find out what the word said about that situation, and I would just begin to declare the word and to pray the word over that. And I did it without any feelings, without any emotion or anything, but I knew that when I spoke that word out, that eventually my faith would catch up to the word. And then the compassion of God would come in after that. Mm-hmm. And once the compassion of God comes upon you about a situation, you know it's done.
That's
right. You just, it's a done deal. So, you know, many of us don't even want to go there. We don't even want to attempt to even pray about a specific matter. We just want it to go away. And I've done that with many things in my life. I just want it to go away, God. Mm-hmm. So I just ignore it and pretend it doesn't happen, or that it's not there, but yet it's still there. And, I just think of all the things the Lord gives us opportunities to pray about. You know, when we see a situation, something happening, and it really bugs us, which, you know, I've talked about the things that bug me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it bugs you, it's a good indicator that the Lord wants you to pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
And He wants you to pray about it because He probably wants to change your heart about a matter or about a person. It's like He's always wanting to refine us in prayer. Prayer and the time you spend with the Lord is where that refinement takes place and where prayers get answered. I don't know. I just, you know, we're going to pray definitely in a little bit. But I know, well, you know, last week, okay, when we were talking, right, you were talking to me about a situation that you were having. And I was just like, just pray, you know, don't try to fix it. Just pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just feel like a lot of times we can avoid a lot of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
If we just pray, if we just get alone with the Lord and pray about a matter, you know, whether it's in your family or any other situation, just pray and tell Jesus all about your troubles.
Amen.
You know, but really just, you know, and just watch what He can do. And then you can save yourself the aggravation, because, you know, I hear people say, well, I'm trying to get my kid to do this, or, you know, trying to get the kid to stop this or that, you know, unless it's a youngster, of course, but you're talking about grown kids. Oh, well, you know, I want them to do this and I want them to do that. And it's like, well, just pray, just see God work, and then save yourself the aggravation in the meantime. So,
well, that's why we have a trouble putting a bridle on our tongue, right? The tongue out of our mouths come blessing or cursing.
Right.
But, yes, it is so critical. And you and I both grew up in the time when we came to the Lord that it was all about the rhema word.
Mm-hmm.
It was about declaring and decreeing the word, speaking the word out of your mouth. And, you know, they would, my pastor would teach us, he was a Rhema graduate, and he would teach us, and I was going to Joyce Meyer conferences and Jerry Seville and Jesse Duplantis and like all these, just every conference and anywhere I could go. I was just so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just eating and eating and learning and growing. Mm-hmm. But they were all like, make a list of what you want to happen, you know, for your husband, your children,
right.
yourself, your finances, whatever. Make a list and declare and decree it according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What does the word of God say about these situations? He wants to save us and our households. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to live healed. He wants us to be free. But I would declare and decree, and when we ministered at the healing rooms, we had lists of the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
that would say, and we would tell the people, you daily decree this over, I am this, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus,
right.
I am more than a conqueror, I am the healed of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I am the beloved, you know, declaring and decreeing the word of God. And I think we've gotten away from that. So yes, we need to stop saying it, what the problem is and talking mm-hmm. about the problem. Don't say it, pray it.
Yeah.
And just getting back to the basics of prayer. Praying it, involving God, calling on the Holy Spirit, agreeing with the Word. You know, when we just partner and come into agreement with the living Word of God, it's His Word. It's His promise. He watches over to perform it. It doesn't return void. Somehow we think we have something better to pray. We need to pray something new, something better.
Mm-hmm.
All we need to do is pray the living Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm not a real structured person. I think you're more structured than I am, being military.
Oh, can you tell?
But I'm not a real structured person. I'm more of a free bird. And I don't like structured, you know, do this,
right.
Pray this, you know, pray these scriptures, do this daily devotion. I'm not really like that. But you know what? Sometimes that's a good thing. It's a good thing because
right.
we need to just be agreeing. You know, we can start that way, and then the Holy Spirit can lead us off into a little bit of free prayer, of course. But getting back to praying the Word of God, one last thing here, inviting the Spirit's presence continually helps you guard the flame of your heart's passion for Jesus and keeps you prepared for spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So we must always, you know, that book years ago, Benny Hinn wrote, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Welcome,
yeah.
Holy Spirit. It was one of those two. Just inviting Him in, because He is our wisdom, grace, life, peace, truth, our counselor, comforter, helper, teacher, guide. Jesus said, I must
right.
go, that I can send Him. So, Holy Spirit, we're so thankful You're with us.
Amen. Yes. So, all right. I guess we can go to the break a little bit early. And I'm just going to play this song, In the Mighty Name of Jesus, by The Belonging Company.
Yes.
So we'll be back after the song, and then the couple of spots there.
I pray into the atmosphere. Spirit of God, You're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by Your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Call Him on the power of heaven. I proclaim every weapon formed against me. Thank you.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we are back. And so, Deanne, the other day I was talking to a fellow prayer warrior that, you know, I haven't seen for a few months. And, you know, I just kind of felt, and, you know, and by her words and stuff that, you know, she was a little bit discouraged, you know, kind of busy with life and, you know, just like all of us. There's like so many different things going on. And, you know, as prayer warriors, you know, we're like, we're a different kind of bunch. And, you know, we do well when we're praying. It's like a teacher. A teacher is really in their element when they're teaching. You know, when they're out of that, you know, maybe they're preparing or doing whatever. And, you know, the same with any of the other giftings that we have. But as prayer people, I know I'm not happy unless I'm praying. You know, I'm thinking about praying. I'm thinking about things to pray about. And, you know, there's no lack of things to pray. But I just have a sense, even for the prayer warriors, that, you know, many are discouraged. You know, a lot of us have been praying for many years for revival. We've been praying for different things, praying for our families, and, you know, just believing. And it, you know, after a while, it kind of, you can kind of get burned out and worn out. So there needs to be a time of refreshing. But I see prayer people as, you know, you're out on the battlefield. And then it's your time to come in and chill out for a bit and let people minister to you. But then the next group goes out, the ones that have been behind, and then, you know, they jump out, and then they're all refreshed and get the energy and everything. So they're out there pounding the pavement, so to speak. But I just have a real sense of gathering intercessors.
Yes.
You know, we're here on the Treasure Coast, which... You know, the Treasure Coast covers, I was looking at the map yesterday, because, you know, I'm like, where is the Treasure Coast? But it's, you know, covers down from, like, North Palm Beach, down Jupiter, up to Vero Beach, and then over to the eastern part of Lake Okeechobee. So all of that is the Treasure Coast. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's many intercessors on the Treasure Coast. I know many of them. And I know there's many that have been praying for revival, praying for a move of God. And, you know, I just think it would be great to, you know, be able to get together with other intercessors. And because a lot of times you might feel like you're by yourself. You might think you're the only one praying about a certain thing. But anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. Because we're encouraged, you know, when we're praying, that's where we get rejuvenated, you know, by praying and being with other prayer warriors. So, Yeah, so we're going to go into a time of prayer now. And, you know, to me, I'm always thinking about unity in the body of Christ. I don't like when things are out of order. So unity seems to be a place where I like to see. That's why, you know, it bugs me when the people online are bashing somebody else in the body of Christ, calling people out, saying they're a false prophet. That just really grates on me, you know, because in Psalm 133, 1, the word says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And, you know, sometimes you can have just one scripture and it just covers the whole thing, covers the whole situation. Amen. It's pleasant. Mm. It's not pleasant when you hear somebody calling somebody else out and then, you know, people start piling on. You know, our words, the Lord's been talking to me about, you know, choose life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choose blessing instead of cursing. And choose what the Lord says rather than what man says. Choose light instead of darkness.
Amen.
So, yeah, let me just, I just want to pray for this. And I'm looking at Wanda Alger's book, Words to Pray. So I'm just going to read her prayer. She says, I pray, Lord, that the local body of believers would enjoy one another and pursue even deeper bonds of fellowship with you and with each other. Show us how to work through our differences and resolve our conflicts. Teach us how to defer to one another out of love for you. May we reflect a oneness of heart that reflects heaven and releases an overflow of joy in our midst. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. The Lord, as we were in prayer a couple Sundays ago, we were talking about a word that came forth that said, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are not.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, we started praying into that. We started praying for the body of Christ to be made ready, to be alert, to be, and this is what was coming forth. I'm just going to pray it now. Father, we pray for the armies of God. We pray for the generals to arise, for the generals of intercession, Father, to come out of the closets, to come out of the back rooms, to come out of those hiding places, the isolation, Father God. We thank you that it is a time for the generals to arise, that all the ranks will take their place in the Lord's army. There is a call to duty. We need to get back on post. We need to get back in position. We need to be made ready. We need to be ready at all times, in season and out of season. This is a time to be ready in season. All hands on deck in the name of Jesus. And we said, Lord, anyone not on your team, anyone even in the body, even in the church, Lord, anyone that's not on your team, anyone that is not in agreement with your times, your seasons, your word, your prophecies, God, what's come forth that you will bring to pass, anyone that's hindering, that's delaying, that's a wall, that's a block, that's a hindrance, God, we just ask you to just switch them, switch them out and let someone come and take their place, mm-hmm. Father God.
Hallelujah.
That there would be a changing of the guards, that there would be a changing of the generals. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are the head and we are the body.
Jesus.
We are the body and we are all parts of the body coming together. No matter if we're the liver that you can't see mm-hmm. or the hand that you can see, each
thank
one
you,
is
Lord.
Equally important. Every single thank part you, of the Lord. Body, Lord, join, call, unite,
thank you, Lord.
Connect, thank Father you. God. Connect us to our tribes, God. Connect us to where we're supposed to be praying and worshiping and receiving, God, declaring and decreeing, doing the warfare, Father God. That is what you need us doing at this time, Father God, that there would be no mixture, that there would be no mixture with the world. We have to dispel and discredit the opinions and the ways and the deceptions of the world in the name of Jesus. What we pray and say and carry out in these days, Father, there must be no compromise to your word. There must be no mixture with the world. You said, come out from among them, be sanctified, be set apart, be holy, for I am holy. Lord, that holiness just means to be pure. Then that's why we're asking to purify us, Lord. Purify, cleanse, and purify us, God, that you could entrust us for your assignments and your appointments, your plans in this time, dear God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just call forth. I just see that there's many, many that are hidden. We call forth the hidden ones. We call forth those, God, that have labored in their prayer closets, God. We call them forth in the name of Jesus to stand up, and Lord, and to take their place on the wall. We're talking about intercessors and prayer warriors, some that don't even realize that they're called to prayer. Prayer. You're called to prayer. We all should be praying, but many are called more so to pray and petition the Lord on behalf of others. And a lot of times when we're burdened with things, it's because the Lord is wanting us to pray out those situations. It may not have anything to do with you. But I call forth, we call forth the intercessors. We call forth those, God, that you're going to be anointing in this time, God. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call them out in Jesus' name. We call forth the you know, in the military we had that term for the sick, the lame, and the lazy. Lord, that those, the malingerers, those that would just go and hang around the sick bay because they didn't want to go to work. They didn't want to report for duty. They just wanted to be out and just malingering around so they wouldn't have to be responsible. But Lord, we call forth those, God, that are to be in your army, Lord. We call them forth in Jesus' name. Father, because you are creating an army for yourself, that the sons of God, the sons of God would be made manifest. We call forth the sons of God.
Yes.
Father, and we ask you, O Lord, to speak to their hearts, Lord, to give them the boldness, give them the courage, God, to rise up above their circumstances. And Lord, that no longer to be looking at what they cannot do, but looking to what you can do through your word and through your declarations. Lord, we thank you, God. We call forth those intercessors in Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank
in the name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. We pray, we are kingdom sons and daughters, and we pray, Father, for your kingdom to come,
yes,
for your will to be done, Father. Let your kingdom advance and be established through,
yes,
preaching, teaching, and healing.
Yes,
let
Lord.
The gates of our lives and our city be open for the King of
thank
glory
you,
to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble and let the earth be moved. Father, Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens and your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Oh, Lord, how we've gotten away from that. Talking the word, speaking the word, speaking who you are, speaking about your kingdom, your dominion, your victory, your authority. Father, let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following. Yes. Father, we receive your kingdom because it is your good pleasure and your will to give it to us, Lord God. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom, overthrow the kingdoms of the wicked, the thrones of wicked kingdoms. Yes, Father God, let the scepter of your kingdom be released upon us, O God, hallelujah, that we can ask what we will, and you shall do it, mm-hmm, Father God. When we are in agreement with your heart, your plans, your will, your purpose, Father, your strategy for this time,
thank you, Lord.
God, when we you hand out that scepter, Karen, we've seen that,
yes,
in prayer, mm-hmm, where the Lord just handed the scepter, just pointed the scepter toward us and said, ask what you will, mm-hmm, and I will give it to you.
Amen.
This is the time we're in. God is waiting for us to open our mouths and speak with faith.
Yes,
ask,
Lord,
with faith. The word of God says you have not because you ask not. We need to get back to asking. Asking in, mm-hmm, faith. Asking big. Asking great.
Yes,
don't minimize. Lord. Our God is not a little God. He is not a tiny God. He is God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that exists. There's no God like him, none compared to him. He alone is God, and we need to remember that's our God.
Thank you, Lord. Father, your word says in Genesis 11:6, the Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. We have no idea of the possibilities there are when we are in agreement. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the same language of your spirit with which to communicate with you and to learn your heart. May we come into unity about the things that really matter so we can be powerful change agents in our communities, states, and the nation. Thank you for giving us everything we need to succeed when we truly learn how to work together. And Lord, we know that your prayer in John 15, that your body would be one, that your,
yes,
body would be one, Lord. And Father, I just pray that today, Lord Jesus, because this is what you desire, that your people dwell together in unity, Lord. That each one doing their part, each one knowing you, each one stepping up to the plate, each one doing the work that you have called them to, Lord. And we just thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, pour forth your spirit, God, upon your body.
Yes.
Let the body be refreshed today. Let the refreshing come to the body today in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would pour out your spirit upon your people today, God. We thank you, Lord. Pour out to the hungry and to the weary.
Yes,
pour,
Lord,
out to those who are distraught. Pour out to those, God, who are just not in their right mind. Even people that know you, God, that are not in their right mind. Lord, that you would bring restoration to them. That you would bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would touch those that are just out and they're wandering around and they don't know where they belong. Lord Jesus, show them where they belong. Let them, yes, encounter you. Let them encounter your presence, Lord. Touch your people today, Lord. Touch them, Lord, that you would unite the body, Lord, so that we can all do our part to go out and get the harvest. Each one of us has people that the Lord has ordained for us to reach with the gospel. And if you're not in your right mind, if you're not healed and whole, then how can you go? How can you go unless the Lord sends you? How can you go when you don't, you're just lacking in yourself? Lord, fill those places of lack in your people. Fill those places, God. Fill, fill, fill. Lord, let your glory come to your body today, God. Let us encounter your glory, Lord. God, that you would, it's as if you want to come and infuse us, Lord, with strength from on high.
Yes.
That you would come and do for us, Lord, what we cannot do for ourselves.
Yes.
Lord, that you come and encounter us, bring refreshing to your people, God, so that we can align ourselves with you. Your word says that we all like sheep have gone astray, and we've all turned to our own ways, and we all of us do that, God. We continually do that. But Lord, come. Come, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Encounter your people today, God. Turn us around. Infuse us with strength from on high. Change our hearts, God. Give us a hunger for you, Jesus. Give us a hunger to only want you, a hunger and a thirst. Lord, that we would not go anywhere else but to you, into your presence, God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Father, we just loose right now upon your sons, your daughters, the body of Christ, the ecclesia. We are to be the governing body in this earth. Father, we've lost our position. We've lost our wisdom that we do have all power and authority over all the power of the enemy. We feel defeated. We feel weak. We feel forgotten. Father God, we just thank you for what's going on right now, Father God, that you are reviving. You're reviving the word of God. You're reviving the power of God, the spirit of God, the glory of God in your people. And we thank you for that fresh fire being released upon us right now, Father, that cleansing, purifying fire. Father, burn up everything in our lives that is not of you, the cleansing, purifying, refining fire of God to revive us unto righteousness, Father, not a fire to destroy. Your fire revives us unto righteousness, that we would hunger and thirst for righteousness, O God. And Father, we loose the fresh oil from heaven, the anointed one, Jesus Christ and his anointing. As Karen said, that every yoke, chain, bondage, and shackle that's kept us bound, that's kept us in captivity, would be destroyed off of us, Father God, that we would be set free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Father, that every weariness, heaviness, overwhelm, discouragement, Father, that would be removed far from us, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be empowered to answer the call to say, yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Send me. I want to be busy about your kingdom work. Father, help us not to be so caught up looking at what's going on in the earth. Mm. None of that matters. What matters is what you are doing and what you want to do, Father. But as the word said, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are not. Father, make us ready.
Yes.
Empower
yes.
us. Fill us up. Refresh us. Equip us, Father God. Awaken us, O God, that we would be so tuned in to the frequency of heaven and having ears to hear your voice, Jesus and Holy Spirit only, that we won't be listening or paying attention to these other voices, that we will hear your voice in Jesus' name, that we will get our marching orders, that we will know where you want us to go, our assignments, our appointments, our connections, all that you've called us to individually, Father. We just thank you, God. We thank you that it is a good time. It is a great time.
Yes,
it is a great time to be alive. And we don't need to be down and weary, depressed and upset. No, we need to be rejoicing in the Lord. This is your day, every day that you make, God. And every day is a great day because the Holy Spirit is with us and you order our steps and you direct our path, Father God. And we thank you for uniting us, bringing us together. Bring together, Father, make a way for the intercessors and the prayer warriors. You know, as we are on our knees in our prayer closets and hiding in the back shadows, Father, bring us out and let us be able to unite and join just pray and by the Spirit and just do what you've called us to do, Father.
Thank
God.
You,
we don't have to be hidden any longer. We don't have to feel like the ugly ducklings or the oddballs anymore. Right, Karen? In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes. And Lord, let our agenda be your agenda, that we have no agenda but the agenda of the Lord, and that we are about our Father's business.
Yes.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Hmm.
It's all about you.
Yes.
Give us that in our hearts, Lord, that yearning for you, Jesus, that desire. We have that burning desire for
yes.
you, Lord,
yes.
individually, and that we will no longer be trying to, you know, eat from other people's vineyards and gardens and stuff, but that we would get our own, that we would spend that time with you and get from you for ourselves, Lord, so that we can enjoy the fruit
yes.
of others, Lord, that we can enjoy the fruit of the body without taking from them, but where we are receiving, where we are one with you, Lord, and then one with each other.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, for all that you're doing
Hallelujah.
In the body today.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord, that we keep our eyes on you. Our hearts are towards you, God.
Yes.
And my prayer again is that you would encounter everyone who is listening yes. today and every day, that you would encounter them, Lord. Fresh encounters with you,
yes.
fresh infilling, a refreshing. You know, your word said in Hebrews, it says to, you know, with repentance, repent that the times of refreshing may come.
Yes.
So, Lord, we repent and we turn back to you. We turn our hearts to you. We set our faces like flint
mm-hmm.
towards you, God, so that we can receive what heaven is saying.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you.
Yes.
We give you glory and honor and praise because you're the only reason we're alive. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you and we bless
thank
you today.
You.
Lord, let your people be blessed today. Let hearts be filled. Let hearts be overflowing
yes.
with your love and your grace, Lord. And when we are united, Lord, that the world will see. The world will see.
Amen.
And then when we lift up the name of Jesus, that you will draw men unto you.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. The hope of glory, Christ in us.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. That's all for today. And thank you so much for joining us. And we will be back again next week. God bless. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.